Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine. Great music. They got a lot of other good songs. Ferry Across the Mersey, that's one of their good songs. If you get a chance to check those out. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Using Period Advantage, we built them just for you. It's all free. Everything is free there except for the book. We ask you to pay for that. However, as I've said many times before, if you want to work just a little bit harder, almost all of the book is in the form of an article or something on my main website. In fact, there's an actual section of called The Age of the Customer where you can go wander around there and read a lot about what's in the book. So that's if you don't want to pay the, I don't know what Amazon charges you for it. I'm going to charge you $20. Anyway, check all those out and use them to your advantage. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something else, folks. And I may have broached this subject a while back, but I want to talk about it again. And it's not about small business, but it is about the future of our country. I'm very upset right now about what's going on in our country. And I'd like to encourage you to think about this. And I think if you do, you'll be upset too. You know, we have this experiment that Abraham Lincoln called the American system of government, a representative democracy, right? We have a republic, and we have 50 states. It works. Warts and all, it works. It's not the best thing we could have, but it's the best thing that there is, and it works. We have 50 states who run themselves and who associate with our government, a federal government, where we have the three departments, right? We have the three houses, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, I mean, the judges, the court system. And so we have those three main systems, and that we have all the checks and balances. And the way it's supposed to work is when I've watched this happen. When a new government comes in, a new group is elected, a new party, one of the two new parties becomes into being elected into power. The former people move out, and the new people move in. And people are grumpy. They're mad that they lost, and maybe they even resist a little bit, and they lick their wounds, and they're even small. They're not even leaders. They're not even doing what they're supposed to be doing, because they're resisting. They don't like what happened. Right? I've seen all that. But folks, we're going through something right now that I've never seen before. I don't think anybody else has ever seen it either. We've got, and here's what I want you to realize. I want you to take names and people and faces out of this. This isn't about Donald Trump. I'm not going to tell you that Donald Trump hasn't been his own worst enemy in some areas. But I'm going to tell you this. No president, and I would say this about Obama, and you know how much I disagreed with his policies. I would have said the same thing about President Obama. No president deserves to have to be attacked by former members of his own government leaking information that's a crime to leak. And they call it the dark state. Folks, I think we have that. I think we've got people inside of our government that are so opposed to a new president. I'm not even going to call it this president, a new president, that they're willing to do things that are not helpful, that are not beneficial to our government, to our way of governing. Now, you can say, well, but this is Trump. Or if you're a Democrat, you can say, well, it's a Republican. But let me tell you something, my friends. If it can happen for one side, it can happen to the other side. Pendulums, there's a reason why we have pendulums, because they swing both ways. You can't have a pendulum that only goes one way and back. Goes to the middle and back. Pendulums go all the way or through. And we've seen it with the economy. We've seen it with politics. We've seen it with lots of things. If it can happen to Donald Trump, it can happen to the next, it can happen to a Democrat president. Folks, we've got a lot of bad stuff going on right now. And to have a mainstream media, I think that the most dangerous thing going on right now in America is the mainstream media. Because they are blatantly working against the President of the United States. Now, why would a news outlet, why would professional journalists do that? Instead of reporting the news as it is, they're openly defying him. In your lifetime, folks, that's never happened before. I'm not, and you can't point to Fox. The hard news people over there, they haven't done that. They haven't been anti. They were not anti Obama. They reported the news. And if you think there isn't fake news these days, folks, there really is fake news. It's out there. And some of it is causing a lot of problems. So I hope you pay more attention going forward. And regardless of which side of the aisle you're on, this is not good for America. And we all need to realize that, regardless of who's in the White House. This needs to stop. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.